Diverse, equitable, and inclusive cultures promote employee growth. It's vital to embed inclusivity into your culture from the get-go. But before diving into diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, DEIB initiative, it's essential to grasp the true meanings of culture and belonging. Although these terms are often used interchangeably, they're quite distinct. To sum up, it's crucial to understand that while cultures can be dysfunctional, they're not inherently negative. Culture is essentially the way of life shared among people, which can be both positive and negative. Not every employee feels they belong, and that's fine. A corporate culture adopting, DEIB, invites everyone, regardless of gender, ethnicity, or other identities. Occasionally, employees may not feel included due to disagreement with company direction. In such cases, leaders can create conditions for inclusion, but it's up to each individual to feel belonging. Many leaders see culture and DEIB as separate things. 66% of people in one study said they would have stayed with their organization if leaders had fixed the culture, and having a DEIB strategy meant fewer employees left because of unfairness. Still, lots of business leaders feel more at ease dealing with culture first before tackling DEIB integration. Cultures are key to boosting performance. When employees feel safe and comfortable with their team and leaders, they tend to shine. As Simon Sinek pointed out in his book, Leaders Eat Last, thriving happens when people are at ease in their workplace relationships. You can up your game when you're not stressed about fixing conflicts at work. Employees who genuinely care about their managers and colleagues are more motivated, whether it's smooth sailing or rough waters. Size of the company. When a company has fewer than 30 people, its culture tends to grow naturally. Everyone knows each other and can easily talk face to face. But as a company grows to 50 to 200 employees, it becomes more about building a strong community. Leaders need to set clear rules so that everyone knows what they need to do together. Businesses ranging from 200 to 2,000 people become organizations, demanding clear rules and protocols. This shift alters relationships, with employees often prioritizing their teams over the entire company. Maintaining a strong corporate culture is crucial to preventing fragmentation and ensuring alignment with the company's vision. Implement diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, DEIB. DEIB is a popular concept in today's businesses, yet there's no universal consensus on its precise definition. To promote an equitable environment, it's essential to grasp its meaning. 1. Diversity. This involves having a range of individuals from diverse backgrounds within your group. Adopting diversity facilitates growth by ensuring a flow of ideas and perspectives from various sources. 2. Inclusion. It's about individuals with different identities connected to their team members. It's possible to feel included within your team while feeling disconnected from other departments or the organization as a whole. 3. Equity. Unlike equality, equity focuses on fairness and leveling the playing field. While equality offers the same opportunities to everyone, equity acknowledges that not everyone starts from the same point. 4. Belonging. Feeling a sense of belonging means being connected to a larger cause that promotes values you hold dear. New organizations tend to mirror the values and goals of their founders. When job seekers explore the CEO, they gain valuable insights into a company's culture. At the start, they follow the lead of top executives, adopting their principles and objectives. Hiring like-minded individuals promotes inclusivity and hinders diversity, which is detrimental to business success. The biggest challenge for a DEIB initiative is putting plans into action. To start, gather detailed data about your organization, talk to people, and do assessments to find errors. For example, you might learn that we need to hire more women for sales jobs. Challenges. These challenges often get in the way of DEIB progress. 1. Time. People always feel short on time, but making big changes takes weeks or months. Employees who are already busy might resist adding more time-consuming projects. 2. Resources. DEIB needs both time and money. Companies usually don't set aside funds for DEIB work. So, you'll have to compete with other teams for resources and time for their projects. 3. Stakes. DEIB affect everyone differently. Some employees are okay with how things are and don't want to change. Others, especially those hurt by DEIB issues, might feel too worn out to keep pushing for change. Their lack of interest could match up with those who like things as they are, causing a standstill. Your organization can beat these challenges if leaders stick to their beliefs. It might seem tough, but with a good plan and strong commitment, you can succeed. Vision, values, and mission, VVM. When introducing DEIB, organizations often need to look closely at their VVM. This statement explains the organization's goals and encourages behaviors to achieve its main purpose. Sometimes, even top leaders struggle to explain their company's vision. Crafting or improving a company's VVM can be tricky. It needs clear wording to sum up why the organization exists, how it plans to reach its goals, and what tasks people do to get there. Your VVM guides every decision your company makes. Think about organizing a big workshop for your whole company to work on the VVM, where everyone can share their thoughts, experiences, and questions. You could bring in a facilitator at mediating to lead the workshop to make sure every employee gets a chance to speak up. The facilitator will go over the VVM and split everyone into teams. Each team will look at how the company's current actions match its values. Then, they'll share what they find with everyone else. The facilitator will collect all the workshop ideas into a document. Everyone will get a week to check it out and add comments. After that, the facilitator will make any needed changes and send the final version to the top bosses for approval. Onboarding process. Creating a robust onboarding process is key to helping new hires integrate into the company. Onboarding sets the stage for a successful transition and impacts employee retention significantly. According to research, only 12% of employees feel their onboarding experience was effective. 17% of new hires leave within 3 months, and 30% leave within 6 months. A great onboarding process sets new employees up for success by helping them understand their roles, meet their team members, and learn about the organization's procedures. When onboarding falls short, new hires may feel lost and struggle to adapt. Most people appreciate guidance and support as they integrate into a new workplace. No manager can handle onboarding alone. In a typical company, responsibilities are divided among 5 specific roles. 1. Hiring manager. This person is the main point of contact for new employees, setting goals, monitoring progress, and guiding them through the organization. They should dedicate time to help newcomers navigate. 2. Team lead / experienced peer. An established employee, either in HR or another team, who can explain company guidelines, offer technical assistance, and share insights based on experience. 3. Intra-team peers, colleagues within the same team who understand how things work and can share the team's strengths and weaknesses. Their support impacts how welcome new hires feel. 4. Cross-team peers, peers from other departments, help new hires understand broader organizational functions. For example, a new marketer benefits from insights into sales figures, while an engineer may need to coordinate with customer service. 5. Cross-department mentor. Senior managers from different departments offer valuable guidance and reassurance during onboarding. Their experience helps newcomers gain a deeper understanding of the organization. Key points. 1. Value everyone and make sure everyone feels included at work to make it a better place. 2. Know the difference between culture and belonging to make sure everyone feels like they belong. 3. A strong company culture helps people do their best at work. 4. Make sure diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging efforts match the size and setup of your company. 5. Overcome problems with DEIB by giving enough time and money and listening to everyone. 6. Have a good plan to help new people fit in at work and stay there.